You're listening to local and regional news on KMUN. I'm Katie Frankowitz. Election officials on Oregon's North Coast say recent efforts by President Donald Trump to limit voting ahead of the midterm elections will not likely impact upcoming elections. But this year's midterms were always going to be heightened after Trump won a second term and Republicans gained the House and the Senate. And Trump's recent orders and proposals have raised the temperature even higher.
The political atmosphere is a lot more active, if you want to call it that, this midterm than another midterm. You can tell by the number of filings.
That's Tracy Kravenko, Clatsop County Clerk. She and her staff oversee elections in Clatsop County. Recently, she's fielded calls from people who seem confused about what efforts by the Trump administration have gone into effect and what is and isn't going to be allowed. An executive order Trump signed this week would restrict mail-in voting and create a nationwide list of verified eligible voters. Experts say the order is likely unconstitutional, and state leaders, including Oregon Secretary of State Tobias Freed, say they plan to challenge the order. There is also the stalled Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, or Save America Act, which would require people to have photo identification in order to cast a ballot and would largely eliminate mail-in voting. Democrats and voting rights advocates say the act and Trump's recent order will disenfranchise millions of citizens, create significant burdens and higher costs for state and local governments, and could create additional obstacles for rural voters, among other things. Pushing back against the recent executive order, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden said in a statement that Oregonians have successfully voted by mail for decades. He called the executive order a, quote, desperate last-ditch effort by a failing president to suppress American votes. Wyden said Trump's war in Iran and the impacts his administration's policy have had on healthcare are going to cost him the midterms. However, the Oregon Republican Party argues the order strengthens verification processes and improves coordination between federal and state systems. Connie Welchel, chair of the Oregon Republican Party, called directives in the executive order, quote, common sense safeguards that reinforce what is already federal law. Oregon will hold primary elections on May 19th. In Clatsop County, this includes races for open seats on the Clatsop County Board of Commissioners. This week, Kravenko and her staff are mailing out ballots for military and overseas voters and preparing to test voting machines to make sure everything is properly calibrated ahead of the primary. They're also beginning to stock up on important supplies, like envelopes for November's general election. In recent primary elections in Clatsop County, around 45% of ballots were received through the mail, and 55% through drop boxes. In the November general elections, the split has been closer to approximately 35% ballots sent through the mail and 65% through drop boxes. Kravenko says the county strives for transparency during elections, providing a live stream on YouTube while election workers process ballots.
We also have a large screen outside our office that you can watch what's going on a couple different angles than what you would get on YouTube. So we're an open book. I mean, you can come in and ask questions. You can get a quick tour if we're not super busy.
Ballots for the May 19th election will start to go out to Clatsop County voters in the mail at the end of April. The Trump administration is making it easier for farmers to get visas for guest farm workers. But as OPB's Alejandro Figueroa reports, it might not lead to a drastic uptick in foreign workers in the Northwest, at least not right away.
The H-2A agricultural visa allows farmers to hire foreign workers if they anticipate a worker shortage. In Oregon, these guest workers have been earning close to $20 an hour. But late last year, the federal government changed that to $15.25. Ryan Ogburn is with the Washington-based Worker and Farmer Labor Association. He says he doesn't expect growers to sign up right away.
It's generally not something you just wake up one day and say, hey, I want to do this and let's get started. You have to consider how you're going to get the housing. Do I have the right staff in place? Do I have the right policies in place?
The United Farm Workers Union is currently suing the government over the lower pay, arguing it could undercut U.S. farm workers.
That was Alejandro Figueroa reporting for Oregon Public Broadcasting. There has been a confirmed measles exposure at a Portland hospital. Public health officials in Multnomah County say people who are at Providence Portland Medical Center in the emergency department waiting room at 4805 Northeast Gleason Street between 7:57 p.m. and 10:08 p.m. on Monday, March 30th, may have been exposed. Officials urge people to talk to a healthcare provider about their risks if they believe they were exposed. Measles spreads through the air after a person with measles coughs or sneezes. People are contagious for 4 days before the telltale rash appears, and up to 4 days afterwards. Virus particles can also linger in the air for up to 2 hours after someone who is infectious has left the area. Measles typically starts with a fever, cough, runny nose, and red eyes. A rash usually follows. Symptoms begin 7 to 21 days after exposure. Measles can be especially dangerous for children younger than 5, pregnant people, adults older than 20, and people with weakened immune systems. Local and regional news on KMUN is brought to you by our news partners and the KMUN News Department. You're listening to KMUN.